attention. What you're hearing is not a test. We've taken control of all broadcast satellite frequencies. Attention. What you're hearing is not a test. We've taken control of all broadcast satellite frequencies.
If you picked up this frequency, downloaded this MP3, or gained access to this broadcast by any means, know that you are not listening to just another ordinary radio show. You are listening to the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world. Becoming the best man that you can be is a lifelong fight, so welcome to the war, soldier.
Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. The only show in the world dedicated to inspiring men to go after what they want and refuse to quit going after what they want until they get it. By now, everybody who's already familiar with our mission knows that this is a show where we drop knowledge bombs about dating, relationships, and life strategies. Well, strap yourselves in, troops, because today is going to be a life strategy show day. And here's why. Hit them with the voicemail.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission.
Victory Unlimited.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a
Yo, Victory Unlimited show. This is Corey calling from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm 30. I just saw Red Tail, and man, it was action-packed. It's been a while since I saw a movie with dogfights that good. And there are a lot of good messages for men in this movie. Love the Victory Unlimited show. Go, Bama. Roll Tide. Peace out.
What's up, Corey? Go Bama, Roll Tide is right. And when I say Bama, I mean Tuskegee, Alabama, to be exact. Yeah, I saw Red Tails too, and I thought it was pretty good, exciting, even thrilling at times. It's definitely a much welcomed, long overdue addition to the ranks of all the great war movies in the past. Now, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, Red Tails is the story of the Tuskegee Airmen, a group of World War II heroes, the United States of America's first all-African-American air regiment. Now, that movie tells a whole lot of different stories within that story, but at the end of the day, it's just a big, fun action movie. I recommend that you go see it. And don't just watch that movie. I also recommend that you check out a documentary about the Tuskegee Airmen called The Red-Tailed Angels. It was done by the Per Lawrence Film Center. It's part of the Franklin D. Roosevelt Presidential Library. You can probably find it on YouTube. I'll put a link to it on my site, victoryunlimitedshow.com, if I can find it. But when you do go see the Red Tails movie, and when you see that documentary I just mentioned, there are some lessons, some life lessons that you can take away from it if you're paying attention. At the core of the movie, you'll see why things like risk, reward, honor, and self-respect are so important to being victorious in life and love not just war. And those life lessons are what we're going to talk about here today, troops. That's right. We don't do traditional movie reviews around here, but what we will do from time to time is review the messages behind the movies here on the Victory Unlimited show. For those of you who are veteran listeners, you already know what this website and this show is all about, don't you? Actionable intelligence. Intel. So pay attention and let's roll with this. Here are five things that the story of the Tuskegee Airmen can teach all men, and women too, who are out here fighting to succeed in life. Number one, you always have greater potential inside of you than other people can usually see. Never put limitations on what you can do. Accomplishing your short-term goals or your long-term goals in life depend more on how you see yourself as opposed to how other people see you. Number two, time spent in preparation is never wasted time. The Tuskegee Airmen, they trained and trained and trained longer than most other pilots did back in the day. What other people might have meant as a dismissive action to them, what other people might have meant as a stall tactic to keep them from their time to shine, served them well when they finally did get a chance to see some action. Number three, if you stay ready, you won't have to get ready. We've all heard it before, opportunity plus preparation equals luck. Well, I don't believe in luck, but what I do believe in is divine serendipity. Divine serendipity can open the door to your destiny. But the big question is always, when life yells showtime at you, are you ready to answer that call? Are you ready to answer that call? In terms of the movie, once those airmen went into action, they proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that not only were they worthy of their positions, they proved that they were among the best pilots who have ever flown. Now, how's that for staying ready without having to get ready? Number four, courageous convictions can drive your dreams into existence. If your passion to achieve something is strong enough, that's what will empower you to move forward until you get it. No matter how many obstacles you have to face, no matter how many things get in your way, no matter how many people tell you no, you'll keep pushing forward to accomplish your objective until you get that yes. And number five, there are no charges that can successfully be brought against excellence. The quality of your work, the high level of your skill, or the impressiveness of your talent will always speak louder in your defense than anything that anybody else can ever say against you. Nothing silences your critics like being the best there is at what you do. Now, whenever you get a chance, and if you haven't already, go ahead and rewind those five life lessons that I just reminded you of. Write them down. Remember them. Live them. Now, on the same subject, in that documentary I told you about a little earlier, they interviewed the real Tuskegee Airmen veterans, not the actors, but the real guys. And one of them was remembering back, and he was talking about how it all started. He said that the Tuskegee Airmen were really the first, quote unquote, Tuskegee experiment. There are many people who believe that the whole purpose of giving those guys an opportunity was just a way to prove that it couldn't be done. You see, teaching these guys how to fly and how to fly high wasn't supposed to work. There were those who were hoping like hell that it wouldn't, but they were wrong. What they didn't count on was all of those stall tactics. What they didn't count on was all of those delaying tactics. All that time that they spent in preparation wound up serving those men. They weren't prisoners serving time. You see, the Tuskegee Airmen, what the Red Tails movie proves is that when you're prepared, when you're excellent at what you do, and you know it, even a half-assed opportunity is still an opportunity for you. When you're prepared, when you get so good at something that you're doing that you no longer have to remember how to do it, when you get so comfortable and skillful at something that doing it has become second nature to you, when you get to the point when who you are and what you do are damn near one and the same, there's almost nothing that you can't do in the same area with a similar amount of expertise given a chance. That's why the Aramean were able to do what they did. I imagine that you always reach a point where, say, if you're a fighter pilot, you fly, because that's just what you do. And that doesn't just apply to them. It applies to us. It applies to you. If you're good at something and if you're prepared, then an extraordinary amount of confidence and capability just naturally comes with that. Say if you're a singer, you sing. That's just what you do. If you're a problem solver, you don't lose your cool like everybody else does in the middle of a crisis situation. You keep your cool. You solve the problems. Why? Because that's just what you do. One of the many lessons from that movie and from the real life events was this. Delay is not always denial. Let's look at the filmmaker himself, George Lucas, a more successful filmmaker in Hollywood, I believe you'd be hard-pressed to find. Despite all of his past successes, two hugely successful film franchises. I'm talking about Star Wars and Indiana Jones, of course. And even he was constantly getting the door slammed in his face by the studio heads when he told them that he wanted to make the Red Tails movie. It took him 20-plus years and a huge chunk of his own money just to get that movie made. But guess what? He got it made. So the question is, what goal do you feel passionate enough about to put it all on the line just to achieve it, just to get it? Yes, you. What about you? What have you been told in your life? What diet of lies have you been force-fed over and over again for years, maybe all of your life? What kind of opposition have you come face to face with that have been keeping you from achieving your hopes and your dreams? What enemies to faith, hope, and positive thinking have been fighting against you for years to try to stop you from accomplishing your mission in life? What have the naysayers told you? Do you have something that you really, really want to do? And deep down inside, you know that it's definitely your calling, something you were meant to do. What do you have a talent for or a passion for that just simply won't disappear, won't fade away, that will not die? Yeah. Yeah. What's keeping you from going all out for what you want? What have they been telling you for years to keep you down, to hold you back, to discourage you? To keep you from living up to your fullest God-given potential. Yeah, what have they been telling you? Maybe they told you you were from the wrong neighborhood. You come from the wrong background to be successful. That you come from a broken home, a dysfunctional family. That you come from a single parent family. That you don't come from money. So you'll never be able to make money because the people with the money won't let you inside the inner circle where they try to control all of the money. Huh. Classism. Maybe they told you you were the wrong skin color. You don't look like they do. You don't come from the same culture as them. So rather than accept you and appreciate the value that your distinctions, your differences could bring to the table, what they do is they discriminate against you in favor of people who look just like they do. And the only way they'll ever halfway accept you is if you demonstrate to them that you're so extraordinary in some way, or so extraordinary or exceptional at something, that maybe then they can overlook the fact that your ethnic background is different from theirs. Racism. Maybe they told you that you were the wrong gender. If you're a man, they told you that no man has ever done this before, so therefore it can't be done. Or if you're a woman listening to this show, maybe they told you that no woman has ever done that before. So therefore, obviously, that also can't be done either. Huh. At least not by you. Sexism. Or maybe you just happen to be one of those people who feel like you got started late in life and now they tell you that you're too old to do this or that. Or maybe you're young with big, bold visions for your life and how you want it to be. But they dismiss you. They devalue you. They resent you simply because you are young. That's nothing but ageism. Classism. Racism. Sexism. Ageism. I don't care how many isms that they throw at you. You got to keep shooting them down. You got to keep dodging them. You got to keep flying around them as if your life depended on it. Because you know what? In a way, it does. Especially as it relates to your happiness and your fulfillment in life. Let me tell you something. Within reason, there are very few things in life that can't be done, no matter what they have told you or what they keep trying to tell you. When you have certain gifts, when your motives are right, when you have access to the right information, and if you have that burning desire to see something through, don't you let nobody tell you what you can't do, that you can't be great, that you can't do great things. Believe more in what's possible instead of listening to those people who like to tell you stories all the time about how impossible things are. That's just their opinion. That's just her story, or that's just his story. That doesn't have to be your story. Oh, and by the way, when I say they, all of this time I've been saying they, this they that I'm talking about, you know who I'm talking about, don't you? They are not just that mysterious army of naysayers that you have in your life. They are not just corrupt institutions or systems designed to keep you down or out, but they can also be an army of negative ways that you've allowed yourself to think for years and years. Now, how's that for identifying a brand new axis of evil for the 21st century? But then again, it's really not new, is it? The reality of it all is that there's nothing new under the sun. We're just new people experiencing the same old things. We're just new soldiers fighting the same old battles. But the good news is the same strategies that worked to win those wars for other people in the past will also help us win the same wars in our own lives in the present. In case you're still not stirred up enough yet, in case you're still not mad at lack enough yet, in case you're still not put off or angered enough yet at the barriers that stand in the way of you and your goals, consider this, what I'm about to tell you. Right now, some of those they's have the jobs, the careers, the relationships, and the positions of power and prestige that should belong to you. Those things should be yours. Huh. Right now, in so many areas of your life, some of those they's are occupying places meant for you. And because they're temporarily there and you're not, there could be many, many people suffering, going without, or not living up to their full potential simply because they're waiting for you to step up or man up to take your rightful position. All you have to do to start the process is what I've already told you. Stop letting other people talk you out of things. And you damn sure better stop talking yourself out of things from pursuing your own destiny. So, what is the mission? Well, let's recap. Number one, recognize and respect the fact that you've got untapped potential. Number two, spend your time preparing for the day when you get your chance to show what you're made of and live up to that potential when you do. Number three, always be prepared to take advantage of your breakthrough moment. You stay ready. Let everybody else be the ones who have to get ready. Number four, be strong. Be courageous. Keep doing whatever is necessary to inspire you and motivate you to keep fighting for what you want out of life until you get it. And number five, when your day comes, when you get your big chance, when you get your time in the spotlight, aim to be the best there is at what you do. Excel at it. Set so high a standard that you shut your critics up and you put your haters to shame just by your performance. In fact, FDR himself might have said it best.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
You see, sometimes, as a man, you have to do the things you do, not for your friends, not for your family, and not even for your closest loved ones. Sometimes, as a man, you have to do what you do just for yourself. Just for your self-respect. Because sometimes we, as men, as women, as human beings, sometimes our self-respect is all that we have. And sometimes that's all we need. My message to you is this. Decide in this moment, today, that a state of war now exists between you and whatever negative forces stand in the way of what you want to achieve in life.
This broadcast is brought to you by VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.